Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I'm Brother Lawrence Pareda from Feast SMD, and you're listening to Freedom Fridays. Our gospel reading and reflection is taken from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 to 43, through 45 and 46. The parable of the tenants. Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance." They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become a cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard these parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of our salvation. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our dear Lord, thank you for being with us as we open up and read your message of love and hope for each and every one of us. Grant us, Lord, that we may be worthy of such love, love that comes from you, immeasurable, unfathomable, and great love. We pray that may we have a double portion of your mercy, of your love, of your peace and grace, that we may live a life fully and truly in you. This we ask in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, I am blessed to be able to share with you and impart to you how the passage we have just read could transform our lives this very day. Dear loved brothers and sisters, the Lord has led you to this moment to be with you and be one with you. You are very near to his heart. Our reading today tells us of the parable proclaimed by the Lord Jesus describing a landowner and his vineyard. It tells also that he has tenants and that he has lent them the vineyard so that they can make something out of it for themselves. It tells that the landowner has prepared his land, the structures and processes needed to create produce, and that he had done all the necessary things before handing it over to his people, and that he went away on a journey. This part of the passage shows us that the Lord of goodness and love and compassion has prepared all things ahead of us, and that we need not to do anything to deserve it. He does not need any praise nor satisfaction for us to do good, but because he is God and that he is setting example for us, that he trusts us and cares for us in our good, we being the people described or we could say that we are the tenants, have done great things in our lives that throughout the course of time, we tend to forget as to why and how we have received such gifts of prosperity, talents, fortune, wealth, health, even happiness in relationships we all nourish and cherish. We tend to be swayed about our emotions and distractions and trials that came our way, that we have focused on the gift and produce, not the giver and the great provider. But time and time again, we see how the heart of God still shines and manifests as we continue reading the next verses of the passage, as he sends his very servants, people that knows him by name, the friends of God himself, holy men and women who have walked the earth and led God's people to freedom, prophets and messengers that reminded us to whom all this came from, to look and trace our steps and find the very source of it all. But we failed to listen and we hardened our hearts. And in God's desire to bring us back into his light, he has sent the first among all, his very Son, to redeem us and show us how much he can give and how much he is willing to sacrifice for you and me. Love that stretched along the horizon, the embrace that was welcoming to the point of death on the cross. The passage says, those who bear fruit, those who have recognized God's voice, those who have answered to God's call will be blessed more and saved. They will bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and they will bear the title of children of God. They will see his face and be in his presence forever. And as we continue on reflecting on God's promise, we offer in surrender all that is in us, all that we have, may it be those that can be lifted and felt by our hands, those that are only felt by the heart. The Father is yearning for you and me, my dear friends. Let us love him and worship him today. As we can conclude in prayer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Almighty Father, we come before you as your children, whom you so adored and loved. We thank you for pouring out your heart and soul to us. We humbly pray that may we have a heart like yours and be as faithful and compassionate as you are. You have given us this life for a purpose, and we thank you and love you with much yearning to have a relationship with you. We desire to be your children. Make us holy as you are holy. This we ask in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, together with Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Friends, it has been an amazing moment to be able to share this time with you. We are blessed to be able to reach you through this podcast. We pray that may this program be a source of inspiration and whom we all could share as a family of people, praising and glorifying God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Again, this is Lawrence Barreda for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.